It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and it's chili season. Yes, I bet you feel it too. This is our chance to compare recipes. It's time to spill the beans, share your family secrets, give us something new to try this chili season. Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ace Champion is a Louisiana native and a Green Bay-based chef and cooking instructor specializing in Cajun and Creole cooking. He's the host of the TV show Cook Like a Champion. Ace, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you consider to be chili? What makes a chili a chili?
Oh, my God. I guess it depends if you're in Wisconsin or if you're Louisiana. So I think Wisconsin is the noodles. Gotta have those carbs.
You have to have the carbs. But what about the spices, the beans? I mean, is there a base for chili that we should pay attention to?
Yeah. Well, definitely the beans. I found out when you're cooking a good chili, to kind of just skip the cans. And just go right to the regular dried green beans. It's going to give you so much more better flavor. I mean, when you consider canned green beans, I mean, they're pretty much already cooked and kind of soft already. And this way, the beans, as they're cooking, they can kind of flavor the meat and everything else. And as far as spices, I've noticed some people would put the spices in at the end, thinking they would kind of flavor it with the salts and the chili seasons. But what I found is season the meat. And then brown the meat, and that way you can allow the spices to release all its essential oils in the meat, and it's just going to give it a more bolder flavor.
Okay, so season the meat, and then brown up the meat, and then you add it to your chili.
Yeah, correct. That would pretty much be your base, I think, you know, and then you can go ahead and, you know, to me personally, I would go ahead and start boiling those beans first, mm-hmm. just because they're going to take quite some time. And then in a separate pot, go ahead and brown that meat with your seasonings and then add that to that. And then this way you're not overcooking the meat.
You know what I do, Ace? I throw a brick of cream cheese into my chili. I'm in the dairy state and I am okay with that. I just like this. I like the smooth taste of that and how it mellows all these different intense flavors in the chili. What do you think of that approach?
Yeah, no worries. No, definitely. When I do my sour, my wife personally, she adds sour cream to everything. I even made shrimp etouffee, which is a Louisiana dish that has no sour cream or no dairy in it, and she added about a cup of sour cream to that. Definitely agree with you on that. I like to put it all out as garnish. So once I build my chili, make my chili how I want it, I always put out plenty of garnishments, like cheese, cilantro, avocado, tortilla chips, and definitely heavy on the list is a big giant bowl of sour cream.
What about your chili powder and how you balance that with the other spices? What would you suggest there as a combination?
Yeah, you know, for your chili powder, I mean, definitely if you can make that from scratch, you know, scratch is always better. But if you can't, no worries. I'm a sweet and spicy guy. I know a lot of times when someone makes chili, it's either super spicy or bland or maybe a little bit too sweet. So I found out with that balance, you know, I do make my own Cajun seasoning. So, of course, I would suggest that. But any type of Cajun seasoning, I like those Cajun seasonings because they have about 11 to 12 flavors already. So it's very bold as it is, you know, and just mixing either a little bit of brown sugar or you can find some vegetables that are have sugar in them naturally, like, you know, maybe some winter squash or some carrots or something like that, just to give it a hint of that sweetness. I think that sweet and spicy is really, really going to balance it off really nice.
How long do you like to let your chili simmer there on the stove? What would you suggest?
I would say at least 2 to 3 hours. I kind of treat chili like gumbo. I mean, the longer you can just kind of just let it slow simmer, the better. I mean, to me, with chili, there really is no rush. It's kind of like tailgating, you know, on a Packers Sunday. You know, you just got hours for the game, and, you know, there's really no rush. So slow and steady, I think is the best way to do that.
Slow and steady wins the race. Talking all things chili with Wisconsin's ace champion. He's a Green Bay-based chef, cooking instructor, specializing in Cajun and Creole cooking. We are having him over here for chili. Join in, 800-642-1234. Share your favorite chili recipe. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We get advice on making delicious chili during this season of cooler temps. Green Bay-based chef Ace Champion stays with us. Join in on chili with meat, vegetarian chili, white chili with chicken, Cincinnati chili, Wisconsin chili, your version, of course, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ace, you mentioned noodles. Cincinnati, famous for its chili, combining cinnamon with spiced meat sauce served over spaghetti noodles. What do you do about these noodles with chili?
Well, me personally, I save them for my pasta dishes. You know, I never heard of that until I came to Wisconsin either. And I was like, what? Really? Pasta and chili? Me personally, I would suggest to boil the pasta separate and then serve it on the side with all the other garnishes. What I found out would happen sometimes, if you don't time your pasta, putting it in the chili perfectly, you know, you can end up with slightly overcooked pasta, perfect chili, or undercooked pasta, perfect chili. So I found out just make the pasta on the side. I am not an elbow noodle type of guy. I mean, there's like literally thousands of noodles. So feel free to kind of like explore with those different types of noodles, you know. I love the elbow noodles, you know, or if you're looking for a really more hearty noodle, you know, rigatoni noodles work excellent too as well. Just not the boring elbow noodles.
I've toyed with chocolate in chili, and I also came across recently this grape jelly in another chili recipe. I didn't make it, but are there some unusual ingredients that we should try to stir into our staple chili recipe?
Yeah, and all those that you said were great. Those are all different. They're,
even the grape jelly? Like, I flipped the page. I didn't do it.
No, you know, but what I'm thinking is that grape jelly is one, that's where your sweetness is going to come in,
uh-huh.
You know, adding just a little bit of grape flavor, you would think, you know, and things like coffee, for instance, you know, coffee is one of those things you would never think, why would I put coffee in my chili? Now, you're not putting 5 cups of coffee in there. I mean, we're literally putting a couple of tablespoons, but it's just enough to add that background note to your dish, and you might not know exactly what it is. Another really cool one is actually liquid smoke or a type of soy. Yeah, because that's going to give it a little bit of a smoky flavor. And if you're dealing with, you know, hearty meats like brisket or, you know, something like that, that liquid smoke is really going to add that bold flavor to it. And I would probably add that to a little bit to the meat. And then as the chili's cooking, kind of taste it and see if it's back there, then maybe add a couple of drops to it kind of during the middle process as well.
So as you go along with your chili, you taste and test through the process, I would imagine. Is that helpful?
Oh, most definitely. You know, obviously there's a crock pot version, but to me, the crock pot is kind of like baking. Once it's in the oven, it's in the oven. There's not much you can do with it. You know, I would say crock pot, you can definitely check on it and stir it, but just doing it slow roasted, like in a Dutch oven or a stovetop oven, I would taste, you know, once you brown the meat and you get all your liquids in there, that's the first time I would taste it. So you can go ahead and add in that flavor profile so it can kind of cook with the chili. And then about midway, I'll taste it again after the flavors are marinated. And definitely right before I serve, that would be the last time I would test it to make sure to see if I need to add a little bit more spice to it, a little bit more sweetness or whatever that might be.
Okay, Ace, here's one for you. Buzz emailed WBR a chili recipe saying, no beans, please. The ingredients include bourbon and hot Hungarian paprika and one bottle amber Mexican beer. Buzz suggests Dos Equis, Noche Buena, or an Oktoberfest will do, period, end quote. What do you make of that chili recipe?
Well, he definitely must be from Wisconsin. Yeah, no, actually bourbon is a wonderful flavor enhancer for chili. So kudos on the bourbon. I have not used the beer yet, but I guess if it's good in cheese dip or beer cheese soup, it must be good in the chili too as well. So I actually think his recipe is pretty solid. I mean, you know, just making sure he's got that sweet heat in there along the complementals of the flavors, I think we're good.
Yeah, it also calls for two squares of that bitter baker's chocolate, and Buzz says it's not as weird as it sounds.
Chocolate is definitely one of those, and go figure, chocolate and coffee bond together like peanut butter and jelly. So a little bit of coffee, a little bit of chocolate, and I want the viewers to know that when we're saying we're putting chocolate in there, we're not putting like 4 cups of Hershey's chocolate chips in there, you know?
No, we're eating those on the side and putting the rest in the chili. Yes.
There you go.
Ace champion with us, Green Bay based, our guest, a host of the TV show Cook Like a Champion, and helping us out with chili. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Ask the chef about your chili recipe. So Ace, you know, there's a lot of chili cook-offs that go on around the country, and my colleague, producer Courtney Everett, participated in one recently and said white chilies were far more popular at the competition than red chilies. How would you compare the flavor profile of each chili and what white chilies do versus a red chili?
Well, to me, it's like almost like night and day. It's kind of like if we're compared to Italian, you know, you'd have your red meat sauce versus your chicken Alfredo, mm-hmm. you know. And I think what it comes down to is the red sauce chili is so traditional. Like, I don't think there's anyone on the planet who hasn't had the red sauce chili. And even though chicken chili has been around for a while, it's kind of like the new thing because now your sauce is more of a white, creamy sauce. So you have that creaminess to it versus the red sauce is just a little bit more bolder and more earthy. Me personally, I prefer the white chicken chili by all means. You know, we use like the navy beans were a little bit more sweeter than the kidney beans or the black beans. And the chicken, I found out using dark meat, you know, I kind of treat it like gumbo in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. White meat is excellent, but the longer you cook it, the more it dries out. So like a good chicken thigh would make a really, really delicious chicken chili.
You're talking about sides earlier. I can't have chili without cornbread and Fritos corn chips. They sprinkled on top. But, you know, I want to land here on cornbread. Do you have any tips or tricks on baking cornbread?
Yes. Well, the first thing is what it's cooked in. And I don't think there's anything better than cooking cornbread than a nice, good old-fashioned cast iron skillet. I use evaporated milk instead of regular milk, either evaporated milk or buttermilk. You want more of a heavier milk to really kind of weigh the cornbread down a little bit. Louisiana cornbread is a little bit more like dressing, so it's not as like dry, you know, so to say. And ingredients in the cornbread. I've had cornbread a lot of times. I'm like, there's nothing in here but salt. You know, I put like bell peppers and onions and fresh garlic. And really, I think the thing that really makes it, you know, nice and soft is just adding a little bit of that spicy sausage. I love andouille sausage. I'll dice that up as small as I can. And in one batch of cornbread, probably add in at least a cup of that andouille sausage. And that's just going to add a ton of flavor. The oils from the sausage is going to release and moisten the cornbread and make it a lot more softer than that traditional kind of dry. Because I can't handle dry cornbread. I need it nice and soft.
I've never thought of putting andouille sausage in cornbread. That's really cool.
And cheese.
right, cheese. And in terms of baking it, when you do add all of these ingredients, and I'm thinking of those peppers in there, and some of that can bring a lot of moisture with it. How do you make sure it doesn't get too moist?
So the thing, I do a little trick with the bell pepper, especially the bell peppers. Onions don't hold too much water.
Mm-hmm.
When you dice the bell peppers really small, just grab them with your hands and just kind of just squeeze them as hard as you possibly can, and you'll be amazed on how much juice actually falls out of them. Another thing that you can do is you can actually sweat them before you put them in the cornbread. So Turn the nonstick skillet, a little bit of butter, and just cook them for about a minute. And that's going to release a lot of the water content that's in there. And then you can just pat them dry with a little bit of paper towel and throw them right in there. And you should be good. And I wouldn't worry too much if you're dealing with a lot of peppers that might hold a lot of water. Just maybe cut back on the water at first, and then kind of play it by ear once you've got all your ingredients mixed in, to kind of see if you need to add a little bit more liquid before you go into the oven.
Well, Ace, happy chili season. Thank you for joining us.
For sure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Ace Champion is a Green Bay-based chef and cooking instructor specializing in Cajun and Creole cooking. We have a few of those chili recipes on our program page, including Mighty Mushroom Chili and Turkey Chili. Visit WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.